Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, the good Lord knows how to conduct business. Let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational, which is a Champions Tour tournament in the Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston. This is my 10th year in a row to broadcast from this tournament. I broadcast 3 days before the very first, before the man sitting in front of me teed up the ball for the very first time. 10 years ago on this tournament, I was broadcasting my show from here, and the great folks at Insperity have invited me back ever since. And I've gotten to meet some really wonderful people here. 10 years we've been broadcasting from the Insperity Invitational, including the man who's sitting in front of me, Mr. Gary Player, legendary golfer, one of golf's big. He won 24 PGA Tour victories, 19 Champions Tours, all of the majors, three of them more than once. He has the career Grand Slam. He's in the Golf Hall of Fame. I don't have enough time to say all of it, but ladies and gentlemen, clearly, without a doubt, the great gentleman of golf, Gary Player. Mr. Player, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate those kind words. And being here in Houston, which I have attended since 1957, I've come here almost every year. I just love Texas, and I've got great memories here. In 1978, I was playing at Augusta, and I was 7 shots behind Tom Watson. And I went out the last day and I shot 64.
And won.
Came back in 30. Mm-hmm. And then the next week I came down to California and I was 7 behind Ballesteros.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. And
the great Spaniard.
Yes, a very charismatic, great Spaniard. And it was a very cold, windy day and I shot 65. And then I came to Houston and I was 6 behind Andy Bean. Andy was my size when he was 6.
Right.
And he came up to me, he said, "You little sawn-off South African..." He says, "You're not going to beat me this week like you did those other guys." I said, "Andy, of course I'm not going to beat you. How can I beat you, you big redneck?" I said, "Will you stop spitting this red man tobacco all over me?" I said, but anyway, I went down and shot 64 and beat him. So when I saw him, I put my hand up and I grabbed his collar and I looked down to my face. I said, "Listen, you, don't you ever talk to me like that again. Otherwise, I'll slap you around." Then I ran like crazy. But we always tease each other.
Yeah,
I've got wonderful
great memories.
Yeah, great memories of Texas.
Well, but you've given golf fans, and really more than golf fans, great memories too, because you've not only been a champion, but you've done it with such class, Mr. Player. I mean, I met you. You probably reminded you of it yesterday, but you probably forgotten it. I met you at least 20 years ago, mm-hmm. in Birmingham, Alabama. I was working in the Champions Tournament down there, and you were down there playing. And you and I had some time together. Mm-hmm. And what a gentleman you were! But you've got that. You've done that all around the world. You've traveled more than anybody in the golf. Probably you've traveled more miles around the world. And everywhere you go, you're not only representing golf, but you're representing what's best about golf.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say that. I wish everybody could just sort of talk about 20 years ago, but a lot of people come at me and say, "I remember 60 years." And I have been a pro for 60 years.
Yeah.
And I think I've traveled more. Well, if I haven't now, it certainly will happen by the end of my career. More miles than any human being ever. 23 million kilometers.
Wow.
And that's traveling for 60 years. And, you know, we don't just travel internally. We're going to China, India, Africa, mm-hmm. Europe, America, all over the world, designing golf courses and raising money for underprivileged children.
In your foundation.
In our foundation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And doing corporate days, representing a lot of wonderful companies mm-hmm. in the United States.
But that's a lot of nights not in your bed at home.
Well, that's right. Everybody...
A lot of people realize that when professional golfers do what they do, it looks glamorous, but it's tough.
First of all, you've got to be a very unusual person to do this for a living. I don't know how you describe that person.
Weird, maybe a little.
We're all a little weird. But I see so many players start and they just peel off. the executioner waiting for them, or they're on a precipitous fall. You know, there's always something that is tough to do in life, and many of them just say, well, wait a minute, I thought this was a glamorous life, but I'm away from my family, I'm away from my home, and I'm living in a hotel every week, and, you know, I'm not making it. And those are the wise ones, the ones that that make a big mistake, or the punch drunk ones,
right,
thinking they can make
it's
it.
It's not everyone, is it?
Well, you know, when you think of the millions of people trying to be a professional golfer, of course that applies to most things in life, but it's so tough. Only a handful make it. It's not as though they can be a carpenter, and a carpenter is needed everywhere in the world.
Right. That's right.
Golf professors are not necessarily
needed.
It's
a small community, isn't it? Very small club.
And a very few make it.
Mr. Palmer, Mr. Player, I was thinking about your good friend Arnold Palmer. He's been on my show before, too, and I think he's going to be here later. You guys are going to spend some time together, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Arnold and also Jack Nicklaus.
Yes.
I think he's going to be here. Mr. Player, we're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasky. Talk about Mr. Player's business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.